Time now for the Trader Bills Fishery Report, brought to you by Trader Bills. And joining me is Philip Castor. Philip, I don't think you could have hardly asked for better weather on Saturday as we got the modern gun season for deer underway. You're a deer hunter. Did you get one?
Yeah, I got lucky. You know, every blind hog finds an acorn every now and then. My oldest daughter and I sat in the stand Saturday morning and watched three or four does for an hour or so mill around, waiting on something to come in, maybe chase them. Didn't see a buck, so we didn't shoot. And then my youngest daughter and I went Saturday afternoon and got lucky enough to get an 8-point. She didn't get to squeeze the trigger yet, but it's early. And as soon as this storm is over today and tonight, then we're going to hit back on Wednesday, Thursday, see what we can see.
Now, Caleb usually puts you guys to shame.
Oh, without a doubt, yeah. And then my oldest daughter, Courtney, is really getting into it more as well. And it's really fun to go out with the two girls and now my granddaughter in the woods. I enjoy it thoroughly. I get to spend time with them. It's priceless, and I really could care less if I squeeze the trigger. I just want to see them do it. The only reason why I did was I just got weak. What can I say? You know, you just don't get to see a good 8-point every day. So I just got lucky.
There you go. Any reports from good deer over the weekend from other people?
Oh, yeah. Lots of people got to shoot a lot of deer. I mean, you can look on social media and see all those postings. And, you know, as well as I do, there's just a lot of deer roaming around Garland County area. And it's a full moon. That helped a lot, too. Of course, it's making these bucks do stupid things and come out in the middle of the day chasing does. And that really helps as much as anything. So, great, great hunt so far. I think that the weather is going to throw them a loop for tonight, obviously, and tomorrow is going to be a little chilly, but then it starts warming back up for the weekend again. I think it'll be great.
Now, how long does this session for deer season go?
Well, it depends on what zone you're hunting in, and the regs book will outline all that, but you've got through the second weekend in December for most zones, and then it goes, you know, different zones have different times from there. You just got to look in the regs book, and they'll tell you, but there's plenty of deer out there to shoot at right now, that's for sure. Lots of does. I mean, everywhere we hunted this weekend, we saw does. So it's just a matter of trying to wait through them to try to get a buck in.
Well, I know there's a lot of people hunting. I don't know how many people I saw walking around in camouflage. So I know there's a lot of hunters out there.
Yep, there sure are.
With the weather the way it was, I crossed the Airport Road Bridge a couple of times on Lake Hamilton, and I could see several boats out around boat docks. Now, any fishing reports?
Yeah, two guys I know yesterday went out on Hamilton in particular. And in the morning, mainly, got a lot of good fishing going. But, you know, as well as I do, that sun was bright and beaming in the middle part of the day, and I think that kind of pushed them down a little bit. You know, a spinnerbait along the bank works, a rattle trap, a crankbait. It's not, I don't think, that difficult to figure out just exactly what you need to be doing. But, you know, the main thing on Hamilton is rocks, rocks, rocks. You know, those fish love rocks, and they're chasing crawfish, so that's what you got to do.
Absolutely. Now, with the temperature dropping, the bottom's falling out, I think, tonight, down to 21, then 19 tomorrow night. What's that going to do to fishing?
Yeah, the main thing you're going to have to deal with the front that's coming through right now is dealing with the cool temperatures yourselves. I mean, the fish are going to back off, I'm sure, some, but they're still chasing crawfish, and it's really going to be foggy, I got a feeling, tomorrow morning with the hot water that's coming in right now. When I say hot, I mean it's 50-something degrees right now, and then tomorrow morning it being in the 20s, you're talking about a 25-degree swing, so obviously there's going to be some fog or some steam coming off the lake.
Absolutely. Well, if you're going out tonight, or I mean tomorrow, I should say, dress accordingly, because this stuff will creep up on you real quick.
Sure will.
What is happening at Trader Bills?
Big selection of ammo in stock, guys. We handle Remington, Winchester, Hornaday, all different brands of ammo in stock. Got a big selection still of clothing, guys. It's going to be cold outside. We have Drake and Banded clothing for both duck and deer season. Anything else you might need to keep warm, so please stop by.
Goodbye, Trader Bills. 1530 Albert Pike in Hot Springs, 623-8403 is the phone number. Phil, appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Tom.
Trader Bills Fish Report brought to you by Trader Bills.